The most endangered mammal in the world is the northern white rhinoceros. Only two of these rhinos are known to be alive, and they're both female. Scientists have not given up. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports on a key advance in the fight to save this creature from extinction.
A northern white rhino looks pretty much like a southern white rhino, but they come from different parts of Africa and have a separate genetic heritage. And while there are thousands of southern white rhinos, the only northern white rhinos left are a couple of females named Najin and Fatu. That's it, despite a long conservation effort.
We've been working on saving northern white rhinos more than 40 years.
Jan Stegskal works at a zoo in the Czech Republic, where the last two rhinos were born. He says northern white rhinos don't breed well in captivity, even with artificial insemination.
We thought, what else could we do to enhance the chances for them to breed?
So the rhinos were sent to a sanctuary in Kenya, with the hope that more natural surroundings might encourage them to make babies. No dice. And in March, the last remaining male died. Now, though, there's new hope. In the journal Nature Communications, Stegskal and a team of researchers report they've made rhino embryos in the lab. They did it with frozen sperm from northern white rhinos and eggs from southern white rhinos. The hybrid embryos grew well, and that makes researchers optimistic that they can use the same techniques to produce embryos that are pure northern white rhino. For that, they'll need eggs from those last two females. Stegskal says they're seeking permission to collect them.
Before the end of the year, for sure, I hoped in let's say, 3 or 4 months, we could go to Kenya. But it's not granted yet.
Both hybrid and pure embryos could be put into surrogate mothers. This kind of thing is common for livestock, but rhinos are a different story. And a rhino pregnancy lasts about a year and a half. Terry Roth is director of the Center for Conservation and Research of Endangered Wildlife at the Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Garden.
There are many, many steps from the petri dish to the live calf on the ground. And so, given the advances that this paper has presented, I think there's reason to be hopeful, but we've still got a ways to go.
She worries that the public may hear about all this and believe that science is going to save the northern white rhino, when to her, it seems like a long shot. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.